I'm going to cover the I-130 that covers a lot of areas of immigration law. I'm going to update the widow petitions that are in the materials. I'm going to talk about the Child Status Protection Act, the shifting priority dates with automatic conversions, including the new Fifth Circuit Khalid v. Holder case, and INA 204L. I'm also going to talk about the affidavit of support requirements as they relate to family petitions, cross-chargeability, after-acquired LPRs, and VAWA only as it relates to preference categories. So, that being said, in your materials, if you're not really familiar with the visa bulletin, the I-130, and the I-130 instructions, if you want to follow along, I'm going to start with the I-130 because I love the I-130. It has lots of great stuff in it. Sometimes you have separate petitions, and sometimes you have ride-alongs. For example, a U.S. citizen petitioner is filing for his wife and 6-year-old daughter. These categories are not on the visa bulletin because the wife and the stepdaughter are immediate relatives. Note, the stepdaughter has to be under 18. She is. She's 6. So imagine the U.S. citizen petitioner sitting on a horse this side of the Rio Grande. On the other side of the river are his wife on one horse and his 6-year-old stepdaughter on a little pony. So you have one horse, one pony, two separate petitions. On the other hand, an LPR petitioner, lawful permanent resident, green card holder petitioner, files for his wife and his 6-year-old stepdaughter. These categories are on the visa bulletin as 2A, second preference, and you can visualize the LPR, or the lone permanent ranger,